Oh, we should do that too. Like, I saw a lot of podcasts where they talk before it started. Then they introduce it. But yeah.
I think it's really.
I don't think it's really. I like it.
You like it, but some people, if they come on, they're like, what the fuck is they doing?
Right, but, and then you didn't even give me no, like, you said you knew what you wanted to talk about.
I already know what I do. Know what I want to talk about. I just asked you a question.
All right, let's go ahead and do introduce the thing.
Oh, what am I supposed to introduce it? What? Who do this on their podcast?
You do it on
that you heard.
You introduce a lot of podcasts. I still actually do that. More than one.
Okay, so when am I supposed to introduce it?
Whenever.
I've never heard a podcast that did this.
Bro, you need to go ahead, like, start a podcast.
Welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany.
I'm Antoine, the annoyed husband.
Those weren't for you. Those are all for me.
All for
you? Yeah, beer.
That's fucked up.
You got one.
So you took all the shots.
What do you mean? Excuse me. I'm the one that poured them into these little ass things. And you think you about to get some?
There you go. Four shot glasses.
These are not glasses. So, first things first. I went to Target. And shout out to Target. And and I got these, you know, they had a little dollar section. It used to be a dollar section back in the day. Now it's like between $1 and $5. I found these little ornament shot glasses, which was like fucking God sent to
today
me.
Today on the podcast, a useless wife purchases.
There was $3 for four of them.
You know how much you could have bought for $3?
Nothing at Target.
It could have went towards some toilet paper, some Lysol spray, Clorox wipes or something.
Anyways, so it was like fucking God sent to me because you can, one, drink shots out of it and hang them on your Christmas tree, or you can make fucking crafts out of these. Yeah. I'll post a picture of them.
Who gonna see him?
Let me take a picture of the Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Since Christmas is traveling, Christmas is canceled.
So yeah, if y'all go to Target, y'all probably gonna see these. They're ornament shot glasses, is what they call it. But like I said, you can put shots. It's kind of hard to pour stuff in here, but I have a funnel because I have one of those bracelets. That you put the bracelet flask.
Bracelet flask. It's just fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. I sound like an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. I just like to have a good time.
You are. On that post, I forgot, one of our friends posted something. And they said, you know, what do you mix your Patron with? And then you going to put, I mix mine with wine.
No, that's not what I said. I said a little bit of wine. Which I put a tad bit of wine in. And it has to be like the fruity wine. Which is what I have in these ornaments right now. Try it. If you're really trying to get fucked up and you don't really like the taste of tequila, mix it with some wine. Put some lemon juice in there, a couple pieces of frozen fruit. Boom! You in there, bitch. You ain't gonna have a lot either.
Yeah, we don't. Well, I don't.
Oh my God, we should start a YouTube with drinks. Because, you know, we making our morning drinks and stuff.
Yeah, they already have that.
So? A lot of... What do you mean they already have that? They already have podcasts, too. We got podcasts. So what?
Tipsy bartender.
We can do that, too.
I'm not as enthusiastic as him. He's fucking... He makes you want to go out and drink.
Because, you know, we making our morning drinks. Sometimes, one time we did...
Not morning drinks. We don't drink in the morning.
Yeah, no. I mean, morning drinks as in, like, coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you remember I made... one time I made this banana. It was... banana almond milk, and then I use cinnamon. I use, what the fuck else did I use?
I don't know. Every now and then I do make a morning mimosa once I do a long morning, well, early night from work.
We can call it Star Bitches. That's what we can call it instead of Starbucks. Star Bitches. I'm just joking. Anyways.
Yeah, let's get into something more relevant or serious or entertaining.
What? That was entertaining. Antoine, shut up. Just because you don't think it's entertaining. I just said, let's get into something more. No, because you are trying to tell me what to do because of what you hear on other podcasts.
No, I'm not telling you what to do.
I don't want to do what other podcasts do. I want to do my own thing on the podcast. Other podcasts do this. On the Joe Budden podcast, they do this. Let's get into something more important and entertaining. What's wrong with little facts about Target? What's wrong with small facts about drinks that I make sometimes? I think that's entertaining. I'm pretty sure somebody that's listening thinks it's entertaining.
All I said was less.
Now, he's telling me let's get into something more entertaining and serious when he wearing this. What is this on your head? A Dragon Ball Z headband or whatever the fuck it is? You can't talk to me about seriousness and you're wearing that.
Don't get it. It's not a Dragon Ball Z headband.
Whatever it is. I don't care what it is.
It's a ninja headband. Mm-hmm.
Are you a ninja?
No, but I'm a fan. Okay,
and I am a fan of crafts and Target, so I like to talk about it, okay?
Hey, don't talk about my headband, though.
I'm not talking about you. You're talking about let's get into something more entertaining.
It ain't like I'm outside at a coffee shop with ninja headbands on.
Anyways, so, yeah, it's been a while. Thanksgiving didn't pass. I think the last episode we did was right after. It was the day that Biden. No, it was the day that Biden won.
Right, I don't know. It's been a month.
It was the day that Biden won. I remember because we put it out.
The day he allegedly won. It's alleged. It's alleged still. Alleged.
Yeah. The day he put it out. I mean, we put the episode out and then like 2 hours after that, they like posted that he won or whatever.
Allegedly.
Yeah, because Trump's still trying to fight that shit. Trump and his people still trying to fight that
Not
shit.
Not really. He pissed at his Attorney General Barr, and like that's like his man. Like that's his man. Like he pissed at Hillary the other day because he came out and said it's no proof of widespread voter fraud. He pissed at him, and that's his boy. Like,
I mean, why drag it out though?
Yeah,
I feel like he just. You know, old people, they don't like to let things go.
He's not old. He just don't give a fuck. Like
Trump is very old.
But that's not... You talking about, like, old people. Like, old people don't let shit go, blah, blah, blah. He know what he doing.
That's not what I said.
But he know what he doing. Like, he still got motherfuckers out here. It's fake. It's a
hoax.
Yeah.
I know he knows what he doing, but I feel like that's part of him being old, too. It has a lot to do with it.
No, he... Honestly, like, you want to say what you want about that motherfucker. He a good marketing... Person.
Can you hear me a cup? I'm not dealing with this.
Like, he good at marketing. You see, he became...
Yeah, he's really smart.
He's not smart. He's an arrogant ass.
He's smart when it comes to financial aspects.
Technically not. Because he don't own, like, all those buildings that got his name on it. He really don't. He don't own all those buildings. That's just his license.
That's smart. Anyways, so we're back. How do you think Thanksgiving was this year since we didn't? Well, we haven't traveled.
For like no holidays or nothing.
For a while. We haven't traveled. We didn't go anywhere last year for Thanksgiving or the year before that, I don't think. We just had everybody come to our house.
I did go like a couple times. We drove past my dad's because old. Well, he ain't old, but he just got an old mind. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like, you need to come over to my house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we got all the kids. I got to go pick up my son. Got to grab the kids in the house. We got to go over here and go over there. I'm like, it's just you and your wife.
Well, your dad do make that smoked turkey. I travel for that.
That's good.
Yeah,
I guess.
So... Thanksgiving was pretty good, I think. We basically cooked.
Yeah, it was like...
I left for work and...
I just like how the way we do it because, like, if we don't do shit, everybody else do. Like, we do what we want to eat. Like, who said you got to eat turkey and ham and dressing and...
Yeah.
You tell you want to eat.
Yeah, every year I incorporate turkey, I feel like. Last year I didn't, I don't think. I know. No, yeah, last year I did because I made lasagna, but we used ground turkey, which we use anyways. But then this year we did catfish, macaroni and cheese, and then we did a cabbage. But in the cabbage, and I did some pinto beans. So in the cabbage and the pinto beans, I just put turkey wings. Like the meat from the turkey wings. And
yeah, you just put a turkey wing in that motherfucker.
There's your turkey.
Yeah, and that shit was good because I don't like a whole turkey anyway.
Yeah.
And then your mom.
I don't know how to make a turkey.
Your mom gave us some ham. I fuck with ham. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I ate the ham like that night, and then like I ate the rest of it by I just made turkey sandwiches. Like that's the best. I mean ham sandwiches. That's the best ham sandwiches. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving ham.
Mm. So between our last podcast and now, a lot has happened. So first of all, I want to talk about, which we should have talked about a while ago because we already did it. I mean, we already watched it. The Fresh Prince reunion. So what was your thoughts on that?
I mean, I didn't really care about the politics of it. Like, honestly, I watched Fresh Prince as a kid, but I really got into the later seasons. And then as I got older, that's when I watched it from, like, the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I really didn't mess with it until, like, a couple seasons before it ended. But I didn't know that he fell off with the dark skin.
He fell out.
Yeah. I didn't know they fell out the way they did. And with the explanation of things, it's like, yeah, Will was a dick.
Mm.
Because she had got pregnant, and she was dealing with an abusive type relationship.
Yeah, but he didn't know that, did he?
But he knew she was pregnant, though.
Yeah.
And the abusive relationship came with it, and then they was like cutting her scenes, and then they didn't want to give her like the time off or the money, like basically they wasn't paying her to go into the next season. And then she got, and then next thing you knew, she was not on it. They told her they was replacing her.
Yeah.
And he had the power to do that because he felt like she was being her. He felt her chemistry was bad, that she was being hard to work with, and that's one thing that is fucked up, because everybody, all these years, everybody thought it was her ego and her attitude. And it wasn't.
And she hasn't worked since. Well, she probably has. She has. No, she has. She was on.
But
I seen her on something. She was on that one at Tyler Perry.
She has worked. She has did smart stuff. Mm-hmm. But the type of actress she was, she could have went way farther.
Yeah.
Than what she did. Like honestly, she had what three seasons of Fresh Prince. But she's but she's like a Shakespearean trained actress.
Yeah.
And she's good in plays and shit. Like if you look at some of her shit before that, she's like did plays, dance and all that shit. And after she was labeled as being hard to work with, where has she been since?
Yeah. I kinda wanted Will to, when they met up, it was nice, and you know, the hug and stuff. But I don't know if they did more talking off camera or whatever.
Like they did.
But I kind of wanted him to be more accountable, like, or kind of not even.
I believe they talked before, because it seemed like they was a little more. It seemed like they was comfortable. It didn't seem like it was the first time they talked. It seemed like they talked before the reunion, and like had shit out.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, but I don't think they actually saw each other before that. Yeah. I know they talked before that, but I don't know. I kind of, he apologized. I kind of want him to be a little bit more like a.
I mean, what more could he do? I mean, this one, he like 50 years old. Like, what more could he do now? Like, what? Honestly, everybody passed their prime, and it's just like, it took too long. It was like,
yeah.
It was almost, what, almost 30 years?
Yeah. A lot of tears watching it. With the Uncle Phil little tribute, that shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was, because he was like.
What was his name?
I can't think of it.
Is it James? Avery?
Yeah, James Avery. Yeah, he was a good ass actor too, because I've seen him in some other shit, and like, I ain't, his range is crazy. But he was just like what you keep pointing at? You gotta drink some wine. But no, he was just, I mean,
you see, they all seem like he was a, like more of a teacher.
Yeah, because
he was wise.
Yeah, because everybody said like how he basically coach them and talk them through. Like, everybody on that show basically, except him and Aviv, was never really acted before. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like coached everybody through.
They even had Nikki come on there. Nikki came in there and was like, hey, hey, hey. And then that was it for him. Jazz is fine ass. Ooh, he looks good. He dad fine.
Okay.
See, you know, I think Will Smith is fine, but that fucking Jazz.
The fuck?
I thought it was nice. I liked it. So if you haven't watched this on Netflix, go watch that
shit. No, it's not on Netflix.
Oh, it's not on Netflix?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, HBO Max. My bad. Sorry. Not Netflix. Sorry.
Which, Raven, stop watching my shit.
Now. The verses that we had all been waiting for.
Oh, shit. We even talked about Gucci.
Jeezy and motherfucking Gucci. So, first of all, I will say this.
Honestly, I didn't think it was
going to happen. Comments were fucking hilarious.
I didn't think it was going to happen because, look, it was over an hour late.
I didn't think it was going to happen either. I didn't think it was going to happen because, first of all, they said it was supposed to be T.I. and Jeezy, was it? Or T.I. and Gucci?
T.I. and Jeezy.
It was supposed to be T.I. and Jeezy.
And it was promoted that for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it just suddenly switched to Gucci. And it was just like, everybody was like, no.
First of all, I'm glad because T.I., that motherfucker. I seen this meme. I'm going to post that too. T.I. is slowly turning into Lil Bow Wow. Which is, he's getting there.
Yeah, T.I. is not the same. He, I don't know.
Something is wrong with him. Like.
But this is not, we get back on track.
Real quick. You don't want to talk about T.I.?
No.
Why?
Because.
T.I. is a fucking arrogant, black ass son of a bitch. He been getting on my motherfucking nerves. Like, honestly, I thought he was okay. But I already, you know, I seen some shit back when he was in jail. Where he did that show trying to make teens do better. And then, like, he turned around and did the same thing that he told them not to do. That's when I started, like, what the fuck? But anyways.
But you gotta see his, like, honestly, like, I can't even believe he said that shit about the young dude that got killed.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, you know, keep y'all beefs in y'all city. Y'all don't need to bring that down here or whatever. And it's literally, like, hours after that happened. And then he gonna come by to y'all. Everybody always trying to make something out of nothing. I wasn't even talking about that.
Who the fuck was you talking about, dude? That does not make sense.
Right. And then, like, coming from, like, I understand the show growth, but coming from your experiences, like, you, that same shit happened to you, yo. Like, your friends just got killed in different cities due to beef you was in. So, like, that's understandable that he got in those cases with those guns, because I would feel the same goddamn way.
And just the way
I would want to carry a gun with me if I've been getting shot at when I go from city to city. And somebody I know got shot right next to me. Like, yeah.
He got mad, because remember he was punked, and he got mad. He was like pissed off when he got punked.
I don't even remember.
Then, too, just the way he treated his wife, he just embarrassed the fuck out of her all the time. And the fact that he thought he can beat Floyd Mayweather's ass.
I mean, he didn't think. I mean, that's respect. Like, honestly, if you
respect my ass.
No, I'm saying if you felt like somebody was stepping over boundaries.
Wouldn't he do it all the time? He stay over boundaries with his wife. Because one fine-ass nigga with some money come and stepped. Ugh. Never, I shouldn't say fine-ass because Floyd Mayweather ain't that cute. But because when a nigga with some money come up to Giants.
No, and they literally was friends and shit, yes, too. Like, they was real. I'm like,
you go try it. But you fuck with bitches all the time. In front of her, embarrass the fuck out of her.
I'm just saying.
That's the one thing that's the main thing about him that I don't.
Again, he Floyd Mayweather's size. So if he really had the nerve to swing on him.
Oh.
I'm all respect to you. I mean, hey,
yeah. And that shit with his daughter pissed me off too. And then when we watched it play out on TV, I feel like we talked about this last week. But when we watched it play out on TV, how he thought he just was not wrong for doing that. Anyways, ugh. What was I talking about? Oh, so T.I. was supposed to be in the verses with Gucci. No,
Jeezy.
Damn, you ain't even drink that much. And it didn't happen. Will you stop? Because I just got off track a little bit.
I'm just talking shit. Like,
so,
get in your feelings.
I'm not getting my feelings. Take that fucking ninja thing off, and maybe I can be serious and remember stuff. It's fucking...
I'm not taking my Hidden Leaf headband off. Sorry.
Anyways, so, what was your first initial thought when they came out? What was the first thing that you thought?
Well, my thing is Gucci didn't sit down the whole time. Like, and Gucci was facing
it. Okay, I understand. That's throughout the whole thing. What's the first thing you thought when they came out?
I don't know. Because, like, I thought something was going to happen because Gucci came with too many people and Jeezy came by himself. And I'm like, Jeezy ain't making it out that motherfucker.
The body language. Jeezy did not look at Gucci until the very end.
It wasn't the very
end. Or not the very end. Towards the end when they was talking to each other. They both had on long coats, which I was afraid.
No, Gucci had on a long coat. But he ended up taking it off.
Jeezy had one on too.
Yeah, when Jeezy took his off right when he got in.
So the comments.
Gucci had his on for a minute.
Excuse me. Them comments was, oh my God. Fucking hilarious.
I don't remember the comments, but this is what, like people didn't understand what was going on. Like, people were saying Gucci was being arrogant. Gucci still being childish. He ain't grown up. He talking about how much this stuff costs. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
People understood what was going on. A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't because they were saying, like, he talking about how much the outfit cost. He's talking about $10,000.
That he so don't for got those 10,000. Of you that didn't know, tell the backstory.
But if y'all don't know, the $10,000 is what was supposedly offered up to somebody that took Gucci's chain.
So back in what, 2006?
It was, I don't know when.
Between 2006 and 8, Jeezy put out a mixtape and said, but it one was, of his songs, whoever can bring me Gucci's chain.
Basically, he was going to give him
$10,000. He'll pay him $10,000.
Yeah, because they was really beefing on some type of.
Yeah, so Jeezy's friend.
And this was like his homeboy. Ran up on Gucci, tried to take his chain, and he didn't make it back.
Yeah, so Gucci basically killed Jeezy's friend on self-defense. He tried to rob him, killed him, whatever. So, they really got, like, some beef. It ain't, like, just no, oh, I'm the king of the self. Oh, no, I'm the king of the self. It's really, like, some real shit that they was beefing about. So, that was a very intense, to say the least. I thought Brandy and Monica's was intense.
This ain't got shit compared to that.
That was very intense. The coats, the comments, somebody said, did somebody check them coats? They said my favorite, the chairs that they were sitting in was baby shower chairs. They was asking about, I forget, it was so many comments there that it was like, but it was very scary because Gucci was not fucking backing down. His ass.
Yeah, he stood up the whole time.
He played the diss records to his fucking face.
Yeah, and he said it like, and then like the little shit he was saying, like, you know, my outfit cost $10,000. You know, let's put some money on that. And that's the ransom that he had for his chain. He was saying he was being a little disrespectful. But people thought he was being arrogant, but he was basically throwing shots like, you know, hey, put your $1,000 up on this.
I was afraid. I was genuinely afraid. I thought a fight was going to break out or somebody was going to start shooting.
Yeah, but I think they did it because of all the shit that was going down. Because literally when they did that, like four rappers then got shot. And two rappers was killed within like not even 2 weeks.
But you know what?
You had King Von got killed. You had the dude Mo 3 got killed. Boosie went down to pay respects to his dude. He got shot because they thought Boosie was retaliating. Boosie got shot.
Retaliating coming to the funeral?
No, because it was like shortly, it was like the next day or some shit like that. And people thought, you know, because him and Mo3 and
Why Boosie. Why did I just forget that Boosie got fucking shot?
Yeah, Mo3 and Boosie was like real cool. Like, honestly, he was on the Mike Tyson podcast when Boosie was on it. He was with Boosie at the Mike Tyson podcast. Like, so he had, right after he had got shot, Boosie got shot, and then I believe, I don't know if it was Benny the Butcher or Freddy. I think it was Benny got shot. He got shot going to Walmart. And it's like, damn. And that all happened within 2 weeks. So I believe they did what they did to kind of like show like it can be like y'all can leave that street shit behind y'all and actually like in the awkward way, it was saying, like, y'all don't have to shoot each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but you can see the energy changed when Jeezy, you know, after Gucci performed The Truth, Jeezy was, like, said what he said, and, like, the energy shifted, and it seemed like Gucci kind of, like, was like, all right, he got, basically he said what he had to say to his face.
Yeah.
And then the energy kind of shifted. And then they did play So Icy.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. That made me feel like, okay. It's not going to be a fight in the parking lot. Everyone's going
to
be okay.
But you see all the comments, one of the funniest comments was like, Jeezy better not go to the compound.
Yeah, everybody kept saying like, he better not go to that. I don't think he did. He went right home to his little white woman.
She not white, she is.
I'm just joking. He went.
And everybody said, from what the shit, from the stuff that I listened to, they said it wasn't no shit. Like it wasn't no tension.
Yeah.
Like, they was there, but it really, like, they wasn't, like, buddy,
I feel
buddy.
Like they just kind of laid it to rest. They're not friends.
Yeah, they're not friends, but they're not.
But like, they're not enemies.
No, they, I believe that enemies is just like, when I see you, ain't no shit about to happen. Like, we can move in the same space.
Yeah, I kind of see it both ways.
And from what I was hearing, it's like that beef actually tore Atlanta apart. Like, because...
So it's kind of like Biden versus Trump type thing?
No, it was like a thing to where, like, they were so big, Atlanta's so big, and they were so big down there to where, like, it was like, shit, if you was at... It was schools and shit was affected. People's job was affected. Like, it was like, well, if you did security for such and such and you went to school with such and such a son who drove such and, like, motherfuckers were really, like, it was weird that it was that close, like, but it, people was really vested because it fucked with people's lives, like.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers really, you had producers, DJs, and it messed around with family and relatives and shit.
Well, that was a very intense versus. I feel like that was one of the better ones. Because they were both in the same place. Because a lot of those verses, they're doing it now to where they're both in the same place. But remember, it used to be when it first started, it was like...
Yeah, that shit
was horrible. It was like fucked up and... Remember that Teddy Pendergrass? What is it? Teddy Pendergrass?
No, Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley. Why did I say Teddy Pendergrass?
Right, Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy Riley. Yeah, his ass. I remember they made memes about his for so long.
Right, they did. They rescheduled that motherfucker. They rescheduled it. And Babyface was pissed. He was like, man, we don't come on.
Yeah, that was, I kind of like, which one? I like the Jagged Edge and 112 one. That was pretty good.
It still took too long.
Is there anything you want to talk about? Because I'm going to read some of these.
No, go ahead. Do what you have. Go ahead. I don't got nothing to talk about. You had me fucking winging it and shit. You know I don't like talking.
Well, those are the only two things I had. Oh, did you hear at the beginning of the verses when, what's her name? Shit. I had her name on there. Stacey Abrams came on.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle while she was talking, Gucci was like, hey, can you wipe my record?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I was drunk as fuck. Because, like, when that, I was so,
yeah, we treated that shit like a fucking event.
Yeah, I was drunk as fuck. I had the projector up, and I was watching it on the projector, and I had, like, the lights and shit.
We
like
had the disco light on like it was a club. Yeah. We had the speaker on. We had the drinks. I want to say I changed my clothes. Like, we made this, like, a whole event.
Right, and then since it was an hour late, like, I was literally drunk as fuck.
Then Jordan came downstairs. That's our youngest. She came downstairs and she like looking like, what the fuck?
Right, because she's seen the lights.
Then she started dancing.
She seen the lights.
No, they wasn't so icy. She started dancing. But it was, I mean, we literally, oh, we had people on the FaceTime. We had Raven and Jasmine. My two sisters on the FaceTime. We was talking about like, oh, shit, did you see he just did this? Oh, shit. Like, we made this a whole event. Like, it was cool.
Man, ain't shit else to do.
Yeah.
Everybody still think Corona fake 8 months later, 7 months, 9 months later.
I feel like I screenshot.
I need you to get your shit together. Like, we on the podcast. You gonna need to know what.
Well, I have to switch because I put a list up of the stuff that I want to talk about.
But you ain't got the list up.
I just did. Now I have to go to my screenshots to do the stuff I saw on the Mirror Transit show. Oh! Starbucks. For the month of December, if you're a healthcare worker, frontline worker, you get free coffee. For the month of December.
Okay.
How are you telling people if you're listening?
I was like, I wouldn't offend me. You know what? I don't mean to be petty, but everybody talk about the healthcare workers and shit. Like, everybody keep this motherfucker moving.
Frontline workers. They say frontline workers, not just healthcare workers. Frontline workers mean Walmart.
Everybody keep
essential store. Giant Eagle. If you work at Giant Eagle, you get free coffee.
Like I said, everybody keeps this motherfucker moving. If it wasn't for the people that clean shit.
They work, they're healthcare workers.
Okay, and they just said, I'm just saying, like, if the motherfuckers that clean the hospital wasn't cleaning the hospital and disinfecting that shit.
They're healthcare workers. They would get free coffee, too.
I don't know. I'm just saying some people don't treat that like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because honestly, this kind of pissed me off today. Okay. I'm going to say it, you know. Everybody, well, not everybody know, but people know my dad on cleaning company. So I do little high jobs at certain stores and shit. And I had to basically like disinfect Lowe's, mop and sweep the bathroom, change the trash, disinfect like the knobs and shit, blah blah blah. It takes about an hour or so to do, like no fucking problem. Do that shit in the middle of the evening. I put a fucking sign over the women's bathroom. It's a big sign over the women's bathroom. It's right on the women's sign on the door. Say it's closed, cleaning, and about how long it's gonna take me to clean. Like three people came in. Oh, I didn't know it. I didn't know you were doing this. Oh, I'm sorry. How long is it gonna be? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see. I'm like, the sign is literally eyeball length over the sign that says women's restroom on the door. Like, this one lady almost pissed me off. She almost knocked over the mop bucket because she swung the fucking door open so hard. I'm like, bro, I'm mopping the floors. Like, you don't see that sign. It's literally eye level. Oh, I'm sorry. That just bugged me because it literally happened three times in a row. I'm like, I didn't see the sign. The sign is eye level over the sign that says woman's restroom.
Maybe they think they can get away with it. Maybe they really have
no, to. Because I do it on purpose. Because a couple times people, they just rushed in and just ran in. I'm sorry. I just want to be real quick. And I'm like, so I just got to stop what I'm doing and leave. Like, because I'm not going to be in there while y'all in the fucking bathroom. So I start putting the mop bucket in front of the door. So when they open it, they hit the mop bucket. And I'm sorry, then they walk out.
Why don't you put one in front of the door on the side that they come in?
I put a sign literally eye level on the door.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you put a mop bucket outside the front of the door.
Sometimes I have, like, sometimes the stuff be outside the door. They still came in, so that's why I started putting the mop
bucket. I'm sure they got more than one mop bucket in the store. I'll be getting one for the outside of the door and one for you to use.
No, it doesn't matter, bro. If they can't. I put it right in front of the door on purpose, so when they open it, they can't come in. They're like, oh, You know, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see, I didn't know, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, well, okay, let me finish mopping this goddamn floor.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with nothing. It was just me ranting over some dumb shit.
It's okay, you got it off your chest. No, but like you said, some people don't get credit. That just made me think of, which I want to do an episode about this, how CNA workers don't get the respect they deserve. Because, you know, I used to work in a hospital as a CNA and certified nursing assistant, for those of you who don't know. And I know that a lot of times the RNs, like, made it like they was like, oh, she's just a CNA, or they're just a CNA. Like, I remember, which this is the, like, the one thing that caught my attention was, we had a nursing award every year. So it was a RN would get the nurse of the, it was a nurse of the year award or something like that. A RN would get it and a CNA would get it. So everybody on your floor had to vote for one person. So, you know, you put the RNs in one box and the CNAs in another box. So when we voted, the voting was, let's say, due by the 5th or something. And when our boss went to check the boxes, nobody voted for CNAs except the CNAs. None of the RNs voted for a CNA. Which was fucked up because it was like, you know, and CNAs that's listening, they know how to, especially if you work in a nursing home or in a hospital, you know that the RNs, and there's some RNs that are very respectful, very nice, and treat you the same, but there are some that be like, can, you know, like they just make like they're so much better than you. But if you can't, like, let's say if a CNA gets pulled to a different floor or they can't work, they would be pissed. So I don't know, I want to do an episode about that. That's kind of like something. And I always see people on social media too, she a STNA and then like they always dogging the STNAs and stuff like that. So, which to me, it's all the same.
Honestly, that's American society. Everybody is arrogant because they think they got a piece of paper or something to make them better. Or they'd be like, well, I did more than that person, so I deserve more credit.
Yeah.
Like, that's just American arrogance. Like, that's why we in the position we are now. Mm. With the whole American arrogance. Like, just like I'm Biden is talking about debt. Like, you know, getting rid of student debt. Mm. And there's so many people that's like, well, against that, because they're like, well, I had to pay such and such, so why should y'all have to pay for it, blah, blah, blah.
People being worried about
it. There's a lot of people doing that, but it's like, if you think about it, if you look at a lot of universities, a lot of motherfuckers, old motherfuckers, even 10, 15 years ago, if you look at college tuition now versus 20 years ago, it's almost 100% more.
Hell yeah.
Like, literally,
when
now...
When you was in fucking elementary school, I know college was like $5,000.
Now, it's like $100,000.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
And the deans of colleges make more... I remember when I was in University of Akron, we had to do... it was like a group project we had to do. We decided to do ours on, like, the cost of college. And, like, we literally broke it down... Like, it's students who don't, like, for me, we took our bills and, like, the tuition, and we all actually went through them. For me, I didn't have a car that year when I went my first year. I didn't have a car. I didn't stay on campus. But they were charging me, like, $800 for a parking spot for the whole year. When I did get a car, I'm like, okay, I'm getting charged this, boom.
But you have
there was nowhere to park, or you had to pay for a pass.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, it was more students than it was parking. And I'm not even exaggerating.
No, like, it's literally thousands of students more than it is parking spots.
Yes, and I'm like, okay, even if half the student body had a car, it still wouldn't have been enough parking spots. So, like, I literally used to park, like, blocks away from the school and walk.
Yeah, you had to.
Or I had to park. I remember me and my friend found this. We used to park behind this bank. It was like a bank, and then it had like a little
like you would
side,
go down,
ditch.
Side ditch. Yeah.
We used to park right there just so we had somewhere to park because it used to be cold as fuck. And I'm like, all right, when it's cold outside, walking 3 blocks to class, that's not gonna cut it. And that was before they had the shuttles.
And then even sometimes you can cut through buildings, but you're still walking a block or two to each building.
Yeah. Then when they got the shuttles were so small, you'd be better off walking because they wouldn't let more than a certain number of people on the shuttles. So it's like, okay, then you gotta wait for the next one to come around, and it's like, you'd be better off fucking walking.
Yeah, it was just...
Like, you would literally, like, I would see people get on the shuttle, and I'd be like, fuck it, I'm gonna walk. So, I would walk, and I would get there the same time that shuttle got there. So, college is, like, a huge ripoff. Just from us doing that project, like I said, we learned about how...
think about it, it's like...
They charge us for the parking spots, they charged us for... meal plans, like it was even meal plans that you would get charged for even if you didn't have a meal plan. Like they was charging you for basically shopping at the places on campus
that you already had to pay for.
Yes. And then they said the dean made more than the president of the United States salary wise before taxes.
President don't get paid shit.
Yeah. So it was like the dean made way more than that. And then how they you know, they built the football stadium there. Before, my first year, they didn't have the football stadium, but they built it. They basically pushed people out of their houses to build that football stadium.
Yeah, they gave them money, but they didn't give them what
they didn't give them what it, the houses were some worth because did. Some of those houses were old as hell. Some of those houses were in people's families since like the 1900s, and.
Early
1900s, that's what I mean. I'm sorry.
You said 1900s like it was like...
Yeah, since the early 1900s. I'm sorry. People had those houses in their families, and like I read in the newspaper because during that I like picked up newspapers. I went around trying to figure out like a lot of stuff because once I started reading about it, I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah, they literally pushed old people out of those houses. And some people didn't get
some of them didn't even want to leave, and they made them, and they
didn't have nowhere to go.
Well, under what the house would have been worth.
It's a few people that actually stood their ground and got a little bit more than what they offered other people, but it still wasn't. And then it's like they didn't have nowhere to go.
Yeah. Off of this football stadium for what? University of Akron? It wasn't even, they're not even a D1 team, is they?
No, I think the MAC is like, I think, D3.
Yeah, bye.
I'm Arizona. Today.
Not enough.
But honestly, if you take that back, because even my mom's college, Mount Union, it's not it's like a D4, D3 school, but it's like, they like the best fucking, honestly, they like one of the best college schools, like even when being in that lower division, they still like one of the best college schools in the fucking country.
Or even my sister went to Ohio State. And she told me that their tickets for the games was like $300. So them stadiums be packed.
Yeah, and
that goes down.
We did the math about like how many seats in the horseshoe, mm-hmm. and then like if you get like basically if you charge the student prices like $65 or $70, mm-hmm. how much money they'd make if they just charged that price for every seat? And it was just so much as an outrageous amount of money. And it's like. That's if they charge the student price.
Yeah, and that's the student price.
So imagine, like, some of them they get
some of them is student prices, and some of them is like $300 for like season tickets, and then it's like, but y'all can't pay those athletes. Like, what is? It's so much money going into these universities, into these sports teams, especially if it's a D1 sports team, and.
Yeah, if it's deep, because that's why so many like say you'll see Ohio State playing. Kent State is because it's going to be on TV. They get those TV contracts. So, like, Kent State, they get so much. They get as much money from playing Ohio State on TV as they would for damn near their whole season.
Yeah. So, college is basically a big fucking ripoff. But like you said, when I remember, like I said, when I was And when we were in elementary school, college was only like $4,000 or $5,000. Now it's like something that you
gonna it's like $90,000, $100,000
paying off for the rest of your life
for your degree, and it's outrageous. It's not even like okay, some talking about paying athletes. It's not even the fact of paying the student athletes. It's like they can't even make money off of their shit. Like, like say you selling their jerseys and shit. Or like you using
they can't do that. They'd go to fucking jail for doing that.
Yeah. And it's like some it's even some like pro athletes in the NFL NBA that they colleges still make money off their likeness, but they can't make shit off of it.
Crazy.
That's why in California they did it like they say college players can make money off their likeness.
Crazy. Never mind. We'll go ahead and
but just one thing, this is just one thing about the college thing, like think about what they asking an 18, 19 year old to do. It's like somebody first out of high school, they go to the bank with a business plan to get a loan, open up a small business that's 100% legit. Is the bank gonna give them that loan? 18 years old right out of high school?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay, if an 18 year old right out of high school go to a bank with a legit business plan, they wanna get $100,000 to open up a business or start a small business, the bank ain't gonna give them that loan.
Yeah.
They don't give them shit. But if they want to go to school, I need $100,000 to go to school.
Yeah, give it to them.
So it's like
crazy though. Now that you said it, that's crazy. That's what I always said. I'm not gonna force my kids to go to college. I am gonna be like, hey, you know, it's cosmetology school. You know, there's 2-year colleges. There's trade schools. There's certificate programs. Like, I'm not about to say, but even though people think college is the right way to go, I got a couple of my friends graduated from college and literally are not even using those degrees. Was in school for between 4 and 6 years, not even using those degrees. Can't get a job off those degrees.
Yeah, because it's like the field, a lot of the field that people go to school for is flooded. So you can't even, you basically got a useless degree.
I got a friend who went to school and I didn't graduate from college. And I got a friend that did graduate from college and I make more money than her. It's just like, and then they go to school and end up not even using that degree. And being in something completely different. So, I mean, it's a lot to that, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, that is. So we went too deep.
So I do want to read something off that ghetto marriage page that we always talk about. it's a couple of them.
It's too much silence. Talk.
So I'm going to read this one. Okay, so she said, I've been having this ongoing affair for like 2 years. I don't know if I should tell my husband or just end the affair. Before y'all start, he cheated on me first. Yes, I chose to stay. I thought I could move past that, but I see now I couldn't. Plot twist. We have tried the open marriage thing, and the woman he cheated on me with was one that we had chose together. The fuck? He decided to see her still by himself without my knowledge. He then told me they were seeing each other for about 6 months.
Before or after?
Hold on, I'm trying to see. I think it was after. He then told me they were seeing each other for about 6 months. One day, back then, I had a doctor's appointment and found out I caught an STD. I thought it was because we bring random women into our marriage, but he gave it to me by way of cheating with that woman. We have 4 kids together and 3 dogs. I feel like
what is the point?
I feel like if I tell him, he will be petty and want a divorce. And if you continue reading this to the end, I just wanted you to know that I would never post my life on here. You know what, bitch?
You just did, though. Is her name on there? Say her name. No.
Have a good day. Just felt like I needed a laugh. You know what, bitch? That was actually a good one. I had a lot to say. All right. Sorry, guys. Should I edit that out?
So you not gonna say nothing about it?
Well, it was fake.
Oh, it was fake, bitch.
It was fake. She said, she just said, she'll never post her life on here, but you can't deny this is a juicy story. Have a good day. Just felt like y'all needed a laugh.
So, I'm more mad at you than her. Shouldn't you have read that before you would have brought that up?
Well, I started it. You was rushing me. You was like, it says something. It's quiet. Okay. I have another one. Sorry, guys. I'll edit that one.
Keep it in there. That's funny.
Okay, so my husband left home today around 2:30 and didn't say anything. He texted me twice around 4 p.m. and then about 8 p.m. It was almost 12 and I texted him to see where he was. No answer. So something is telling me to drive to where he is. I jump into the car, drive to his friend's house, and I call his phone when I pull up. No answer. I see some movement in a van, so I walk over. It's my husband fucking his ugly ass baby mama. When I pulled up to the window, the nigga tried to act like he was blinded by my lights. I knew something was going on and I needed to see for myself. I'm so mad I don't know what to do. It's over. I've never been this hurt before. I'm shaking. I mean, they were fucking in the van and she's laughing like, I told you that was Carla. I'm sick.
First of all, it seemed like the baby mom was doing it because she knew she could. And he was just stupid enough to go back. Yeah, it would be over just how to wait. I don't understand.
I mean, if you're in a relationship and you catch them in the act.
Married
in a relationship. If you catch them in the act, that's it. For me, if you catch somebody in the act, there's no way you can come back from that. I don't care if y'all can be like, oh, we're over it. You are never going to trust that person again. Ever. If you catch them in the act. Why are you looking at me like
that? I'm just listening to what you're saying.
You know, do you feel like that? Like, do you feel like if you was to catch me in the act, you'd be like, oh, let's work it out. Would you ever be able to trust me again? Like, if I caught you in the act. Not even if I caught you in the act. If I found out you cheating on me.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Hey, it's going to be some type of trust because.
And you.
Look. It's going to have to be some type of trust because you're going to have to help me get rid of the body. So we're going to trust each other some type of way.
That's why I shut up.
I mean, that's just. If it's in the act. In the act.
Somebody's dying.
Yeah, and I'd rather. I wouldn't get rid of you.
Man. I ain't killing nobody. I'm just fucking.
I know I said you would be. I'm just saying if it was in the act, okay, you gotta help me dispose of this.
Anyways, Antoine. You're stating incriminating things on the podcast.
I'm not saying incriminating things. I'm just saying if somebody caught you in the act.
It was another one. I can't find it. I had another one. I can't find it though.
You know what? You need more prepared. More prepared to your podcast.
Oh, shut up.
Shut the what?
So, okay, so what you think about this? Oftentimes, I hear husbands and wives make excuses as to why he or she can't take time to get away from their spouse. Go to work, position in church.
Make time or can't make time?
Can't take time to get away from their spouse. Do y'all think that it's important to get away, get time away from your spouse, or not? I'm trying to understand. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we do that shit all the time. Well, before these weird times, but yeah. Like, this is what I don't understand people that, like, your spouse can't go out without you tagging along. Like, that's, like, what the fuck?
That's the worst.
They're like, okay, like, that's just weird.
That is weird. Like, I've never understood. And, like, sometimes, like, when me and my friends, like, it's okay that you're around sometimes, but I know sometimes I'm like, nah, this is just a girl's night. Like, I'm not about to sit up
sometimes
here.
Sometimes I don't want to be, like.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yes, but I'm not. But it's people out there that do that. Like, I have a friend who, one of her friends has a wife, and they're girls. It's a, they're married, two women that are married, but her friend's wife is very, like, I don't know the word, like, overpowering, like, sort of. So, like, her husband and her friend and her wife, they were gonna go on a vacation together. So with the vacation, she was like, okay, let's go shopping, let's get some new bathing suits or whatever. So she said she meets her at the mall. She got the fucking wife with her and the kids. So, like, they couldn't even, that's like me saying, like, oh, come on, girl, let's go shop. Like, me and you about to go on a vacation on a double date. Me and my friend want to go shopping. I'm like, come with us. Like, it's certain things you don't do. They got the kids, and she bought her kids and her wife with her.
Get that.
Then the same thing happened when she's like, oh, yeah, let's go. You know, let's go out to eat. I want to have a girl's brunch. Okay. She bring the wife and the kids, too. And, like, her wife is not, like, she's not, like, oh, let's have girl time. Let's get our nails done. She, like, more chilled and, you know, she's like, I just don't feel comfortable around her. Because she, like, you could tell she don't want to be there. But it's like she there watching her. So, I don't know. It's strange. But that's how people are. Some people get married and they want to be up their spouse's ass.
Not even married. This is like situations.
Yeah, I mean, not even get married.
It's like situations me and you have been in, and your friends, and even my friends be like, no, y'all not mad? I'm like, why?
Mad, why?
Like, remember, it was somebody had some dude that inboxed you about some shit or whatever, and then you was laughing, like, you told your friend a story, like, me and you bust out laughing, and it's like, and it was like shocked and like, oh, so he didn't get mad at you?
He's like, well, he wasn't mad. I was like, no.
Why would I get mad because the dude inboxed?
Speaking of which, some man inboxed me. I screenshot it too. Some man fucking inboxed me on Instagram. Was like, hey, baby, do you want me to be your sugar daddy so you can get a weekly allowance? I was like, it was an old white man.
I think I've actually seen like two or three other girls with screenshots either on Facebook or Instagram that said, like, somebody had inboxed them saying the same thing. Ugh.
Anyways.
But, yeah, and it's, like, shit like that or say, like,
I mean, not even when you're trying to get away from your significant other, it even don't even have to be with your friends. Just be alone.
Yeah, because this time, this was a while back. It was times I done went out with my friends. And, like, they was like, oh, we all, like, I'm going out with my friends, and I think it's just us. And then they all got their girlfriends. They're like, well, where you at? And I'm like, I mean, I didn't know this was a couple's night.
I didn't know this was a powwow.
Yeah, didn't know. Like, I was like, well, even sometimes, I was like, well, she never come around when we, I'm like, because I didn't know y'all was going to be around. Like,
yeah.
Like, I didn't know it was like that. Like, it's a little shit. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, even, like, it's just, I don't know, we different. Like, everybody's like, because, like, we can even go out and, like, people won't even know that we was together or married. Like, it's just like, yeah, I don't want to be up. Like, we can go to the same, like, I'm not going to be up her ass. Like,
yeah.
What's the point of going out if you're just going to be stuck up their ass? Oh, that is for after we, you know, when we come home.
Some people like that, though. There are some couples, and no shade to y'all, but it's some couples that really, like, love being around each other. I think that's nice. But I feel like with our dynamic, the way I think both of us like being alone sometimes. Like, we both like to be eating our favorite food, watching our favorite TV show alone. But then we would also do that together. But it's like, we like to have our alone time, especially me. I know a lot of times I try and find moments to be alone, even if that's me driving to fucking Starbucks or driving to Target after you get home from work.
Or, you know, if I take a day off of work.
Shut up!
To chill out with the family, you're gone for like 5 hours. Where the fuck did you go? What happened?
Look, I did not know Antoine was saying he took the Monday off after Thanksgiving. And I didn't know he was taking that day off, so I like woke up, it's 8 o'clock. I look at my phone, I'm like, it's 8 o'clock, this nigga's still here. So I'm like checking, I'm like, get up, it's time for work. I was like, you called off? He's like, yeah, I took today off. I was like, oh. Shit, I scheduled me a pedicure.
Yeah, I was the rest of the day.
I went day drinking. I was like, fuck this, okay? But I ran some errands too, so.
I didn't see her the rest of the day. Only time I heard from her is make sure London logged back in at 12 after lunch.
Okay. You did see me. I got home like at like 2. Yeah. But anyways. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com. Even though y'all don't be writing.
Well, first of all, you don't
some of our new listeners, so I noticed poster. We are almost at 400 followers on Instagram, which I'm pretty excited about.
But you don't be posting.
I do be posting. Yeah. I post all the time.
When?
And so I just posted today. Shut the fuck up.
Before today.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to go pull it up. Because I post all the time on the Instagram page.
Alright, I don't care.
But I think I'm going to have to start posting polling questions. And then reading those. Because I don't do that. That would be a good thing to do. And I always forget. I always post funny memes, though. Oh, also, too.
I don't want to be up too late. I want to watch an episode of Big Mouth before
me. Oh, yeah, Big Mouth did come out. Also, too, we have a collaboration. We got our first collaboration with a... What? We got... Why is you doing that movement? We got our first collaboration with a nail polish company. It's called Blissful Glow Nail Polish. It's all natural, vegan, cruelty-free. So if you go on their website, which is blissful-glow.com, and that's blissful, blissfulglow. So it's blissful-glow.com, and use code NOFILTER1 at checkout. You can get 10% off your first order when you buy two or more. So, yes, I actually got they polish on my nails now. The polish is actually, like...
So, it still counts as a collaboration?
Huh?
It still counts as a collaboration.
What do you mean it still counts as a collaboration? Why wouldn't it count as a collaboration?
Never mind. Go ahead.
We collaborate. Okay. So, it's really not a collaboration. It's actually my nail polish line that just dropped on December 1st. So, y'all go check it out. Like I said, Blissful, BLISSFUL-GLOW.com. And if you use code NOFILTER1, that code is good until December 31st. Go check out the shades. We got a whole bunch of cute shades with the cute names and whatever. So yeah, check it out. Let us know what you think. And if you do end up getting some, please let us know. Post a picture. Tag us. Blissful Glow Nail Polish. So yeah, that's my exciting news that I got. You know,
doing. Man, I don't know nothing about nail polish.
Doing it.
I would help, like, you know, talk about it, but I don't. I just know it goes on your nails.
How you think my nails look now?
They look alright. They look good.
Doing it.
Anyways, you got a lot of colors. Like, you got.
Boy, I got three colors. I got burgundy, nude, and gray.
Okay, what's the actual colors? The name of the color.
Oh, sorry. Merlot. Merlot is the burgundy color. Dime Piece is the gray color. And Unbothered is the nude color, which is my favorite. I've had this Unbothered. Listen, if y'all looking for a good nude, it's not like really nude. It's kind of like a nude rose gold pink. Type of, it's so cute. So Yeah.
Check it out. That was funny.
Yeah, you go. Look at what you got. I said burgundy gray. It's Merlot is the color. Merlot, Unbothered, and Dime Piece are the three colors that I have on now. And those are my favorite ones. So just go check them out. It's 12 shades. This is season one. So season two will be coming out somewhere around, I'm not even going to tell you the time.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you because it's COVID.
It's just COVID.
Like,
COVID messed up the vendor that we had because we should have got it way earlier than when we got it. Yeah. But anyways.
Like this shit should have been shit summertime.
Yeah.
Like.
Really,
COVID fucked up
at least by October. But anyways, check us out. Like I said, No Filter One, you get 10% off your first order of two or more when you buy two or more, and that code is from December 1st through the 30th. So go check us out. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I mean we're gonna start being more consistent.
Oh yeah, we are committed. I know we say this every year.
Every year.
Especially. Oh, and you know we on our 50th episode, too. This is our 50th episode.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because I... Because
honestly, this year, I mean, it's just like... We should have actually, like... This was the perfect year to actually capitalize on it. But it's like, it's so much shit been going on. And, like, everybody is not in the perfect mental space. Like, I my mental space has been, like...
Yeah.
Like, this whole shit... Like, I don't, like, once this shit is over and we get a grip on shit, like, it's gonna take me a minute to feel comfortable and get back to normal again. Like,
I don't think anything is ever gonna be back to how it was. I don't think it's ever gonna be back to how it was, clearly.
It is.
At least for the next 5 years.
It is, because you see from when it started to how everybody was panicked. To winning in the middle of everything where people start getting okay, people start getting restless, and now to where it's the fact like it's 8 months, 9 months later, and people is comfortable like it never. It's still people out here that start as comfortable like nothing ever happened.
Okay, so last week was our 50th episode.
This is not last week, last month was our 50th episode.
Last episode, what's today? It hasn't even been a whole month.
Well, last episode come out, it would was be
November
month.
7th.
Oh,
so today is the 4th.
Sorry.
We're almost there. But, so we are going to do, and we're going to stick to this. Like, I know we do this. if you've been listening for a while, you know, we'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We decided we're going to do the first and third Fridays of each month.
Oh, they're Fridays or Saturdays? It's going to have to be Saturdays because.
Well, this one's going to come out on a Friday.
Right, but it's going to have to be Saturdays because you work. So you work on Thursdays. So, like, because it's technically the, like, we doing
well, this no, it will work right because the first Thursday, and then I will work next Thursday. So, the next Thursday, I will be off. So, it'll be the first and third Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I work every other Thursday.
Dude, that was my, that's why I did it. That's why I said to do it. We didn't have some tequila and some beer. I'm sorry.
I'm fine. You the one that's over here.
No, I'm good now, but it's just like, oh yeah, that's why I did it, so you could be off on those days.
But yeah, we gotta start being more consistent because honestly, we've been doing this podcast I started doing it by myself. Antoine came in, midway. So, I've probably been doing this podcast, I started, I think, December 2017.
I don't know, but when you start getting people. I think it's still our most listened episode is when, like, the first episode I did was the Valentine's Day episode.
No. Our most listened episode, I know which one is. I think it was the validation episode.
But before that, it was the Valentine's Day and the validation thing came in.
When to Leave a Relationship. That one was good. That one got 52 plays. What?
I don't even say how many plays.
Oh, okay. If it's Is It Possible to Love Two People at Once? That was a good one. I think that was the top one.
But that was like years ago. Well, that was like when we just like early 2019.
Oh, yep.
2018.
And then one episode I did by myself was like the second one. Yep, so I started December 4th. Today! Oh my God, today is the podcast anniversary. And I didn't even know. I'm trash.
How many? December 4th, what year?
2017. I was right. I said I started December 2017. And today is the anniversary.
Oh shit, it is the fourth. So it is 2 years. Like, yeah, we should. Wow. First of all, in 2 years, we should have way more than 50
months. That's what I said. That's why I said I'm not consistent. That's why I was bringing that up. Like, I started 2017. I started by myself. And I think you came in 2018 in July. So I did.
But you did have me. I think I did one of your. I did like four. You wanted me to do one.
So that's the one.
July was the Valentine's.
You came in.
I thought we did one for Valentine's Day, or was that 20? That was Valentine's Day this year.
Nope, we did a habitual. No, that wasn't. No, throwback episode featuring Mr. Grimes. That was June 3rd. Oh, so that was the episode.
We did it, but we didn't put it out until then.
Yeah, and then the lit episode was July 29th. So then after that, that's when you started coming in. No, not really, because it's something by myself, but Validation. That was the one where you started, and that was in March 2019. That's when you started coming in consistently, because after that, you've been in everyone. Because I see it said featuring Antoine. And then after that, it's just you've been in. So...
Yeah. All right, so we should go. I'm going to watch Big Mouth for this episode. I got to get up and go to work in the morning.
Now, look at this. Now, I feel like this is the universe really had us sit down and do a podcast today, because today was the anniversary of my podcast. And I didn't even know. That's how trash I am, guys. I don't even know the day I started my podcast. Hey,
you
December 4th, 2006. Anyways. All right, y'all. So, check out blissful-glow.com. Get you some nail polish. If you're into nail polish, we are looking into gel. I know a lot of people been asking about that.
Yeah, like, that's been annoying me. Like, I don't even know what the fuck gel is. I'm like, what the fuck
we are about? I actually just sent the email about some gel yesterday. So, we're looking into it. I'll let you know. But right now, we got these bomb-ass nail polish colors. They work good on acrylic. I have on... These ain't acrylic, but I got on press-ons now, and they look good as fuck. So, hey,
come on, man. We got shit to do.
Shut up. Anyways, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. With the Blissful Glow, nofilter1 is the code to get 10% off your order if you buy two or more at checkout.
Hey, what's going to be the name of the podcast, bro?
I don't know. What you want it to be?
I don't know. We talked about so much. This is actually a pretty long podcast. This is over an hour.
Yeah, it is long. Come on. We'll figure something out.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. And we will see y'all on the third Friday this month. On the third Friday this month. We'll see y'all later. Bye. Come on, man. I'm trying to hold it until you got it done.
Well, my pen disconnected.
Your face can't fix it? It's one's ghetto ass phone, guys. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at NoFilterPod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.